Welcome to the Payal Nanjiani Leadership Podcast, a unique inspirational channel where you get to learn everything about leadership and success mastery. Every episode empowers and inspires you to transform yourself into a world-class leader and achieve success regardless of your title and circumstance. This is your host, Payal Nanjiani, and in today's episode, I talk to you about How to Grow at Your Work, Part 2. You know, in the first part of this episode of How to Grow at Your Work, I had shared with you some nuggets around what it means to grow at your work and why it is so important. And following that episode, I received such interesting comments and messages from some of you. You know, some of you DM'd me directly on my Instagram page and said, Payal, we have never thought about growth in this way. And it's been such an eye opener. Oh, my God. Yes. Tell me about it. Let me tell you something. 85% of our working population does not focus on this element of growth, which I spoke about in part one. And because of that, they find themselves stuck in their career and business, only blaming people around them and their circumstance. Now, if some of you missed this first part, go ahead and listen to it. It's on my website on the podcast page. You can also listen to it on all major podcast channel. The episode is titled How to Grow at Your Work. And it's on my podcast, the Payal Nanjiani Leadership Podcast. Now, some of you even wrote to me that, Payal, I am stuck in my career and there is no growth happening because my company isn't growing. Well, you know what? Let me tell you this something. Most people, they get stuck in the mid-management level for years and years. And that feeling, it's so frustrating, isn't it? I mean, what do people land up doing? They land up hopping jobs or departments just to get better positions or title. And then they again find themselves stuck after a couple of years. So you become like that rat, you know, in that cartwheel. You're moving, but really not getting anywhere. And soon career life gets over. You feel frustrated. You are not achieved what you want to achieve. You feel there are so many goals to be yet fulfilled. And you're just feeling unfulfilled. Oof, that feeling. I know I've been around it. I've been around people who have been facing it. And very initial in my career life, I had also had that same feeling. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. You don't have to be that rat in the cartwheel. You can lead a fulfilled career life and grow. You can be successful at what you're doing. If you want to break this traditional cycle of, hopping jobs and departments and being like that rat in the cartwheel, if you want to change your income, your growth, and if you want to make an impact and make things happen, then you've got to shift to what I call the progressive leadership cycle. Now, I may not have the time in this quick episode to talk to you about the progressive leadership cycle, but for those of you who are really keen on their growth, you can go ahead and read so much about it in my newest book, Achieve Unstoppable Success in Any Economy. It's available on my website as well as worldwide on Amazon. But for now, let me share with you, as promised in the last part one of this episode, let me share with you the three laws of growth that will help you to transform your life and will get you to begin to shift to the progressive leadership cycle. Yeah, so here it is. It's called PIC, P-I-C. I want you to remember this acronym as in picture, and that's it, PIC, P-I-C. So law number one of growth is, personalize your growth. Now, you see, my friend, personalization is the prime driver of success. If you want to stay ahead of the curve, then every day, and I underline that word, every day, sit alone for 2 minutes and develop your growth plan. Every day, I want you to check if you are on track and if your growth plan is shaping up. So, don't be that person, don't be that average person who leaves their growth to luck or to the boss or to the circumstances or says to me that, hey, you know what, Payal, I don't think there's anything for me in this company. No, take the reins in your hand. Every day, ask yourself questions and the response to those questions will guide you further. So here is a set of questions I want you to start asking so that you can begin to personalize your growth. What do I really want? Like ask yourself, what are the results you crave? What is the ultimate desired outcome for you? Do you want to get promoted at office? Do you want more business clients? Do you want to become better at handling finances? Do you want to be much, much better in communication? All of this, all of these questions that you ask yourself is going to give you clarity as to which way you need to go ahead. And once you have that clarity, you've got to ask yourself the big why. Why do I want what I want? Your reasons need to be clear and compelling, and they need to help you focus on what you want. And when you do this, I can really assure you this, when you do this, you stop pushing yourself toward a goal. Instead, you are pulled towards the goal with passion. And that's the major difference between the average leader and the world-class leader. You have to make sure that you have that inspiration from inside to be pulled toward your goal. You don't want to be dependent on outside motivation factors and speakers or anyone like this or anything to get you to achieve what you want to achieve. So in fact, you know, in my own life, I have coached millions of people to become successful at their work, and almost all of them had lacked personalization of growth. So that's where I want you to start with. Law number two, increase your MVP. You know, as I'm speaking to you, I'm recollecting something here which I want to share with you. It was Albert Einstein who said, "Do not try to become a person of success, but try to become a person of value." So here's what I want you to do. I want you to be the person that adds value to others. At your job, be the MVP, most valuable player. You know, the most valuable player, the most valuable person is one who adds value to others, to the teams, to the organizations. They're always wanting to make a positive difference in the life of people. And in fact, very, very lately, I had seen a quote by Albert Pike. It said, "What we have done for ourselves alone dies with us. What we have done for others and the world remains and is immortal." Wow. So many of you, in fact, wherever I have traveled and wherever I speak, people come to me and they say, "I want to leave a legacy pile in my workplace. I want to be remembered." So if you want to leave a legacy, let's stop waiting for big things to happen. Instead, every single day, add value to the people, add value to the organization. And I assure you, you are going to be immortal. You are going to be remembered for life amongst the people in whose life you've made a difference. So here's a very simple exercise for you. Take a look at your calendar every evening and determine what you will be doing the next day and with whom you will be meeting. Or maybe, you know, you're virtual right now, or maybe you're speaking with them on the phone. So keep that list ready. Now ask yourself, what can I say to them, give them, or do for them that will make our time together very memorable, unexpected, and it's going to add value to their life? And that's it. Easy, simple, profound. It's life-changing for you and for those who come in touch with you. You see, this exercise of just asking, of just sitting down, seeing who you're going to meet tomorrow, what you're going to do tomorrow, and how you're going to make an impact and a difference in their life, it's going to set you apart from the rest of the people in your organization. And if you do this every evening, I can almost assure you, you'll be amazed by the difference you can make for the other people and how this comes around and makes a difference in your own life. You see, growth is not something to be achieved alone. It's a teamwork. Everyone wants a raise or a promotion. I get that. But have you ever asked yourself, what can I bring to the company? What can I bring to the company that will help the company grow? Because when the company grows, you grow. And when you grow, the company grows. It is so interconnected, my friend. So, you know, here's what I wanted to do. I wanted to give your best. And then go much further and every single day make sure you know you're of more value to others than you were yesterday. And the more value that you add to their life, the more value is going to come back to you. And here's law number three of growth. Crave to be hungry. Yes, I said crave to be hungry, not hangry. There's a big, big difference between the two, my friend. How many of you know that, you know of people who have the skills, the ability to grow at their work, and they can do just so much better than they currently are. And yet you see them just sitting there doing nothing except complaining and talking negatively about the company, about the work. They are hangry. They are frustrated. They are irritated. They don't have that direction. And then there are these other set of people, extremely, extremely less in numbers, you know, and I've really met them. I've worked with them. They are the ones who are constantly asking themselves, what have I learned about my ability to lead others in the last 7 days, in the last month? What have I learned? How have I grown in my thinking, in my learning? They have a hunger. They have no time to be hangry. They have all the time in the world to be hungry. They are hungry to learn, hungry to serve, hungry to do more for the people, for the organization. And in fact, in my own experience, I have noticed that the most effective leaders I have coached are very eager and engaged learners. You see, these are the people, they are not just learning in the class and seminars and accumulating certificates. They go beyond. They look at every problem, every challenge, every setback as an opportunity to learn more. And as a result, these leaders become people that their team actually wants to follow. They are not leaders because of position or title. And add to it, their team starts engaging in their own growth. They start learning more and they want to devote more time to serve, and they want to do more. And as a result, their team becomes effective. They have better customer service. They have better customer satisfaction, and the business is flourishing. Companies are growing. All of this because you as a person, because you as a leader decided to be hungry for learning and growth. It's a ripple effect, my friend. It's a ripple effect. If you are hungry for learning and growth, I can assure you, everyone around you is looking at you and wants to follow that. So let me ask you something, Yara. What are you reading these days? What's going on to your mind? What are you learning? Are you constantly just scrolling through Facebook and Reddit, or are you reading? Are you reading my posts on Instagram where I keep posting about how to become a transformational leader? Are you reading any of my books, Success is Within and Achieve Unstoppable Success in Any Economy? Because I know for sure that these are giving the people the right tools and practices to be successful at their work. So if you are hungry to learn, to grow, to serve, guess what? Everyone around you is coming with you. So there is, I remember here, I think it was musician Bruce Springsteen, if I'm not mistaken. He commented a very nice quote. He said, "A time comes when you need to stop waiting for the person you want to become and start being the person you want to be." I repeat, you need to stop waiting for the person you want to become and start being the person you want to be. So now that you have these three laws of growth, okay, I want to leave you today with something to chew on. Very, very reflective. I want you to achieve your leadership breakthrough, as I always say. Here are something I want you to chew on. How are you going to personalize your growth? In what ways are you going to increase your MVP today onward? And what are you hungry for in your professional life? And how are you feeding your hunger? And my friend, until the next episode, stay connected with me on my Instagram, where I post plenty of leadership reflections, thoughts, and videos. And until the next episode of the Leadership Podcast with me, this is Payal Nanjiani wishing you loads of success in your life.